Right, so good afternoon, everyone, or those from the US, good morning. Thank you for attending this meeting again. I received an apology from Trevor Sewell. He's not able to participate, but that's one of the reasons we are recording so that people who are unable to attend can also follow the meeting afterwards. Right, so again, I don't want to make this a very long meeting. So essentially, there's no new information. As for the previous meeting, I want to touch base with everyone, get feedback about all the developments that have started. Have you all seen the agenda? We can copy it
Yep.
again in the chat. I will do that now. Right, so. Yeah, if you have the agenda in front of you, please let me know if there's any additional item that you would like to add. So I've also pasted the agenda in the chat. I would again like to remind you about the letters of interest, and connected to that is the ACP conference. Right, the second point is the scope of biophysics research and education in Africa. Third point is liaison with other working groups and societies. Then, yeah, there will be a reminder again about the African Light Source Conference, or let's say more generally, the African Physical Society Conference, the joint conference between different societies. And then, actually, the last point is a repetition, because we've already mentioned that. Along with the letters of interest. Right, so yeah, we don't have to make this meeting very long, but if there's any issue, please feel free to have us discuss about that. Right, so anything that you would like to add to the agenda for today?
No, it's good.
Okay, right. So let's start again with the letters of interest. Okay, I have submitted an LOI. Kayode told me that she has also submitted one. When I visited the submission site a few days ago, there were still relatively few letters. So this is again an encouragement to everyone who has not yet submitted anything to please do that and also spread the word amongst your networks. I'm also going to remind Trevor again because he said that he will share the template with the START network. But he was actually waiting for some LOIs from myself, and he also wanted to submit one. Yes, and then the LOIs are going to be discussed at the African Conference of Fundamental and Applied Physics, the ACP 2021. And Kitevi, has that conference now been formally postponed to next year? I saw the date
Yes,
on the website, the 7th to 11th of March.
that's right. We will discuss it at the convenors, our next convenors meeting, which is scheduled for November 10th.
Okay.
But we after some consultation, we decided to postpone it to March 7th to 11th.
Right.
We will try to maintain the deadline for the LOI still end of November. So, but we like an opportunity to have an in-person conference. So hopefully that will happen in March, I hope. At least the possibility for a lot more people to be able to attend. I realize that, that's on personal note, even if this event were in December, I wouldn't have been able to travel because DOE still has all of our travels are completely stopped, and it has to be exceptional events to get approval to travel.
Okay,
So
understand. Yeah.
but that was just my personal. Then there were, the fact that we you know, we just won't be able to have enough people from outside Morocco who will be able to attend in December.
Right. Okay, so it is very good. While there are different good motivations for having postponed it to March next year. And yeah, everyone present, if you could have a look at the conference webpage and also consider participating. So so there will be some talks, if I understand correctly, and will the major event be the discussion of the LOIs, or what exactly will be the main purpose?
Yeah, we will. We will discuss the agenda. Normally, right, this conference is basically is normally integrated with the African School of Physics. In fact, it's an African School of Physics conference, which the school this year was instead of having 3 weeks, it was broken into 2 weeks lectures. Where you lecture at chart, and then there is 1 week which was postponed for later, which was postponed for December to be able to have in-person conference, and then now it's being postponed again. So then we wanted to put as a part of this conference the discussion of African strategy, letters of interest, and inviting all of you guys, conveners and participants for that discussion. So we might still want to do that in March. So the agenda will still be discussed. We should expect that there will be invited talks, and then some contributor talks also could be put on the agenda. Being, you know, fundamental in applied physics is open to all of the fields that we are discussing in the strategy.
Okay, perfect.
So Ads and Wendy talked to me. We had a long conversation about this conference. And he said one of the themes that they wanted to go with was biophysics and industry. And so we talked a lot about, you know, so what are pharma's interest in biophysics? And we talked about talks and actual little modules that learners could do in that regard. So there's like protein crystallography, right? And for the purposes of learners, you know, you can just get a bunch of eggs and crystallize lysozyme, right? But the other side of pharma, and I would say biomaterials physics, is how do you take a drug and make a pill out of it, right? So how do you put it into a dosage form? This is where a lot of drug candidates fail. And so that also involves a lot of crystallography, but also some, you know, physiochemistry. How does the drug, how do you get it into a pellet and then get it to dissolve again, right? There are also modules you can do this. I mean, not only for learners, but even for students of material science. This is the place for them in pharma industry. And there's also industrial biotechnology. And there's some examples there. I mean, even wastewater treatment is a good example there. So wastewater is deactivated by microbes and various enzymes. So I told him I would work with him on programming the conference in that regard, which I guess will drive me into making LOIs on those topics, right? So that's a good way to sort out my thoughts, is to write an LOI about it and then find speakers and activities that participants can do or that we could propose to teachers that learners can do. So that's sort of my tasking for the meeting. So yeah, anyway, that's it. By the time of that, the agenda, I don't see that coming, but you mentioned in March, Katevi, that there was going to be a convener's meeting. Anyway, so Biophysics Week is in March as well. And so what I want to be able to do is at the AFLS conference, that's in like 2 weeks, is advertise the dates of the Biophysics Week conference in March, the same conference that we had in March of this year. So those are two main events that are related to ACP 2022, right?
Right. Yeah. Thank you for giving that input. I'm putting in the chat the information about the Biophysics in Africa conference during the Biophysics Week next year, which Lawrence has mentioned just now. It would be great if that event could also be advertised, and that we should also start organizing that.
Yeah.
Organize it well on time.
Yeah. So there are those things. And what else did I?
And Lawrence, if you could...
What were the topics of the LOIs for biophysics? I haven't even looked at them. But the LOIs that are part of this working group, that came from this working group, what were their topics?
Okay, I submitted one on quantum biology.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's been one from James Lech from the World Health Organization. Basically about the interaction between electromagnetic waves in general with biological matter. So there you can think about photobiomodulation and all those related techniques. And Kayode, you have also submitted an LOI. What was that? What is that topic on?
It was on mechanobiology.
Right.
That's on cell mechanics.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That adds to the diversity. And Lawrence, if you could submit an LOI on these topics that you have mentioned just now, development of new drugs, drug delivery, something related to that, or even any other interests of yourself, that would be great.
Right. So I've been getting, I guess I'm an observer of the physics education working group. So I get their emails, and I guess they have not gotten the number of LOIs that they would like to see. I've been thinking developing an LOI on biophysics education. What's the right configuration for biophysics training for Africa? In the United States, I mean, you can become a biophysicist through any given mechanism, just, from mathematics to engineering. I don't know how, so we have to articulate that as like, how do we create a field out of a zoo of disciplines? I'll do that.
Okay, yeah, that's a very relevant topic. And would you like some of us to also be involved with the development of such an LOI?
Sure. Especially those of you that are actively teaching biophysics courses. There's no one course. I don't think there's even one course that's like covering all of biophysics. If you look at like the syllabus for like an introduction to biophysics course. I have actually a file of the syllabus for courses of that title. And the one that you see like out of a chemistry department looks very different than the one you would see out of a physics department or even a psychology department, actually. Like there's a, at Michigan, there's an introduction to biophysics course in the psychology department. Hmm. And the stuff that's on the syllabus, I have actually never even heard of. So,
okay.
That's our...
Yeah, I'm definitely interested to be involved with that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's, I guess that's what I'll be doing over Christmas.
Okay. And yeah, that actually brings us to the second point when it comes to the educational aspect. So looking at what is currently being done in terms of research and education on biophysics in Africa, that is now if we are done with the first point, is there anything else that anyone would like to say about the LOIs and the African Conference of Fundamental and Applied Physics connected to that? Yeah, so obviously we would like to have as many LOIs as possible, and Trevor Sewell has committed to submit at least one LOI, and he's obviously going to talk to submit one related to structural biology, and hopefully he will also disseminate the information in his network so that we can have a few more LOIs from the structural biology point of view. Right, okay, so let's go to the second point, the scope of biophysics research and education in Africa. Okay, so the idea there was that some of you, Leonardo and Calvin, would contact Lawrence and would also contact Prof. Anastasios Bouris at the University of Pretoria. Calvin, I saw a few days ago that you did email Prof. Bouris. Did you get any response?
No. I haven't gotten a response. I'm still waiting, but I'll let you know as soon as he responds.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, thanks. Thank you for that message to him. But apart from that, has there been any other development in this respect?
Not that I know of.
From my end, I haven't had any other developments. I'm not sure about Leonardo.
So, Calvin, I sent some students to talk to what's his face at University of Pretoria.
Yeah, Anastasios Bouris.
Yeah. Have they established contact? Is that going to be a fruitful collaboration?
I emailed him, but we haven't established a connection yet, still waiting on a response from him.
Yeah, you might have to walk over to his office and see what he...
All right. I'm actually not in Pretoria, so...
yeah, we can ask Leonardo to do that, if he will be in the office. But maybe in a week's time or so, Leonardo, could you maybe plan to go over to Prof. Bouris' office?
I can do that. I can check his office number, then I can go there and check on him.
Yeah. There's another guy at the University of Pretoria, another professor. His name is John Mugabe. He's a professor of science and innovation policy. And his work most recently has been in the area of bioeconomy, policy for biosciences is a fair way to put it, I think. I'm putting a white paper that he recently worked on into the chat. But he's on the faculty at University of Pretoria as well.
Yes, I know that he's with us. So maybe between Calvin and Leonardo, if you could also get in touch with him. Let's see if he would be able to give us some useful information.
Right. So he could from the first document I put into the chat, he could help with some general background and maybe even some specific interventions as to how African states can and should invest in biophysics. Maybe he might even be willing to submit an LOI himself.
Yeah, maybe I should approach him myself. Yeah, thank you. Okay. That is a valuable piece of information. Yeah, I think let me approach him and then we see what he would be willing to contribute.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Thank you, Lawrence. Okay, anything else about this point? Can we move on to the next one? Right, so in terms of liaising with other working groups and societies, what has happened in that regard?
I sent a message to Dr. Emmanuel, so he said he's on holiday, like I said earlier. And once he's back, I think we should be able to continue with that.
Okay. Yeah, so he wanted to be involved with liaising with other societies. We also wanted to involve someone else. The previous time we discussed that and a few names were suggested, but I have to get back to the people who proposed those names. They were Wolf Dieter Schubert and Trevor Sewell. So let me get back to them because I don't think they have given any attention to this. And then liaising with other working groups. That is where we wanted to work together with Lawrence. So Lawrence, what would you suggest? What would be the best way to liaise with other working groups? Or maybe we can specify at this point which working groups will have enough overlap with our goals. So you've already mentioned education.
Yeah, I think to propose drafts of LOIs and ask for their comments. So there's the physics education. So I'll send them the LOI in terms of biophysics education, which I will submit to this group for review. And then we send it over to physics education to see if they want to add to it or whatever, or make it a joint LOI. I don't know if it's a joint. Ketavi, how would that work? If you wanted to submit an LOI to two working groups or jointly, how would that work?
In the submission process, there is the possibility of selecting a primary working group, then a secondary one.
Okay.
And there is also the possibility of selecting, if there are subgroups, you can also select. And then if the LOI is relevant to more than two groups, there's a possibility of making a statement there which other groups the LOI is relevant for.
Okay. So so what we'll do, at least in these two cases, is I guess go through. So the LOI, by the time it's submitted, it should be pretty polished and everything. So we should have it. We should go through some review processes before we submit, or are we kind of reviewing by submission?
You guys are the people who are submitting. They can review it. If it is submitting as a working group, then I guess should be discussing the working group. Otherwise, we would not. So when it is submitted, in the steering committee, we will look at it and then we will tell the conveners of the group to where they said you submit the LOI, you said that the primary group is biophysics. Then we'll go back to Chad and his colleagues and say, okay, please take a look at this LOI and make sure that it's a material of relevance. So they will look at it, and that's it. So,
all right. So we'll do that. We'll figure out a way to work with the other working group on the document. And then so we'll do that for physics education. Do that for materials physics with respect to biomaterials. And pharma. I mean, it was biomaterials and plus everything else, right? So there's, just that field by itself is just a handful. I imagine there's a structural biology and light sources interface. Quantum biology and AMO. There's like an atomic and molecular physics working group, right? Is that right, Katevi? Let me look it up. Anyway, so I think that is the mechanisms by which we will offer other groups our drafts of LOIs.
Right, yes, I think that's a very good suggestion. So based on the LOIs, we will be able to tell which overlaps with other working groups are significant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually that can be selected on the submission site. So you have to select, the primary working group and the secondary one and even a third one.
Okay.
So yeah, that can be specified. Even on the LOIs, you can specify that if you think that another working group might also be interested in the specific topic. Yes,
I think there is an issue on that.
Yes.
Yeah, under the subgroup categories, we have only astrophysics and cosmology there. If you check.
Yeah, that's actually, the subcategories, but you can select a primary category and a secondary one.
Yeah. Under the subgroup categories, not secondary categories, we have none and then astro and cosmology. No other field included.
Let me quickly go to the submission site. Because you can specify up to three categories.
I think it's only two.
Okay. But even if it's two, I mean, then you can include, for example, biophysics and education, or biophysics and light sources, or whatever would be of relevance.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so yeah, and that's also a good point, Lawrence, that would be more a natural way of finding overlap with other working groups. Right, okay, I will get back to Wolf, Dieter, and Trevor about the societies they are involved with. Yeah, and then I think we are done with this point, unless there's anything else that anyone would like to add. Okay, right, let's move on to the next point. The AFLS conference.
Right, so I'm actively involved in that.
Yeah. Maybe just mention that the abstract submission deadline has been extended to the 31st of October. So right. That means it's still open. If anyone would like to contribute, please do that. Basically, any topic will be relevant for the conference. And in particular for us, all biophysics topics are welcomed. And yes, Lawrence, you're welcome to say more about this conference.
Yeah, I would just reiterate what he said. You know, just it's a very broad conference, so you never really. I mean, it's kind of one of those things. If we see enough enough abstracts on a given topic, we'll make a session for it. So relevance becomes a kind of a self-organizing criticality type problem. So, right, the biophysics of conferences.
So, chat, we want you to give a talk on ASFAP. I'm not sure if you got my email.
Wow.
When did you send that, Katevi?
A couple of days ago, we prepared the abstract. We would like you to give to submit it because we wanted. So it looks like you didn't get it. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed that one.
October 27th, so on Wednesday, I send an email to you.
Is that the document shared with you, copy of the AFPS abstract?
Yeah. Joint Conference on African Light Source and so forth. Title is Deadline Extended Joint Conference on African Light Source, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's that one. Okay, yeah. No, there were two mails on that day. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I missed that. I will get back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for the reminder. Right. Okay. Anything else about that conference that's worth mentioning here? Okay. Yeah. If not, okay. So the last point of the agenda we have already covered, the ACP conference. And that basically brings us to the end of the agenda. So is there any other matter that you would like to discuss? Or any mention that needs to be made?
No.
Okay, if not, we can close this meeting. And then I've proposed a date for our next meeting, the 26th of November. But I would just like to know from everyone, would you like us to meet again in a month's time, or do we all know more or less what is expected and what needs to be done? I mean, we can continue our communication via email. We don't have to come together in a month's time. So how do you feel about this?
Yeah, would
it be good to touch base in 1 month's time again, having a meeting like this?
I think it's useful, even if it is very short, at least you maintain the continuity of what is going on.
Okay, excellent. Then we do that. Yeah, we can also keep it short like today. Yes, Kayori, please go ahead.
Yeah, is it not possible to meet before the Elohai submission closes so that we can have the numbers before?
I propose the date of the next meeting to be the 26th of November. That's a few days before the LOI submission deadline, which is the 30th, I believe. So
for us in the US, we might not be able to make it. We have our major Turkey Thanksgiving holiday that Thursday and Friday, but it's fine. You can certainly meet. Yes, no problem.
Right, yeah. If someone from the steering committee could just start the meeting and make me co-host.
Yeah, I would do that. I can do that, yeah. No problem. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Kitty. But yeah, you're obviously not expected to attend the whole meeting. Right. Yes, Kayode, I think that's a very good idea that if there are any LOIs that we would like to discuss together, then this will be a very good opportunity to do that a few days before the submission deadline on the 26th. Right, okay, so let's schedule our next meeting for the 26th. The agenda will be more or less the same. If you would like to access the agendas of the previous meetings, or maybe of more interest would be the recordings of the previous meeting, go to the agenda page and just go one level up, or otherwise I can send you the link to the site where you can access the information about all previous meetings. So I've pasted that in the chat. If you have missed anything from previous meetings, everything has been recorded and you can go there. Right. Okay. Thank you for everyone's participation.
Thank you, Char.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. It's a pleasure.
All right.
Yeah, have a good weekend, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.